get someone that'll look after my affairs for me.
Dennis Taylor, Weldon, Blackburn's and Dalton's sons. Excellent. We were all watching last night. That's why the program this morning has been a little tired, I think, when you burned part of it. All Dennis Taylor's fault. And we wanted to talk. So, his colleague said, well, could you talk to him a little later on? We said, but we want to talk to him.
Magic 103.
So, you might be able to hear him in about an hour.
Magic 103.
ABC Network News with Bob Gallico. Good morning. In the world news, thousands of Lebanese Christians are fleeing to Israeli lines in South Lebanon, desperately hoping Israel will come to their aid as Muslim forces move to occupy their villages. Muslim forces are said to have linked up around the South Lebanese port of Sidon. It's reported that Druze militia and Sunni Muslim forces are planning an attack on the Christian town of Jezzin, east of Sidon. More than 70,000 Christians are thought to have taken refuge in Jezzin from Christian Muslim fighting in the Sidon area in the last few weeks. Several thousand have moved further south to Israeli-occupied villages near the border. There have been three bomb explosions reported in West Germany in the cities of Cologne and Dusseldorf this morning. No injuries have been reported, and there are no further details as yet. One of President Reagan's top advisors has said the president is suffering personal anguish over his proposed visit to a war cemetery in West Germany. Mr. Donald Regan, the White House chief of staff, said the visit now overshadowed everything else on President Reagan's 10-day European tour, but he confirmed that the cemetery visit would go ahead. Talks will be held today between a black mine workers union and the owners of a South African gold mine where 14,000 men have been sacked. The union has accused police of using tear gas to evict workers refusing to leave their hostels at the Val Reef mine complex. The men were sacked at the weekend after 2 months of unofficial wildcat strikes. The Prince and Princess of Wales are to meet the Pope today, the final day of their Italian tour. Yesterday, security advisors cancelled a visit by the couple to an Anglican church service in central Rome. Disorder broke out among a big crowd after a banner was raised in support of the IRA. There were scuffles and one man was arrested. Earlier, the couple had visited the war cemetery at Anzio. Two Britons held in Egypt over an alleged plot to kill a former Libyan prime minister are to be deported. No charges have ever been made against Mr. Anthony Gill and Mr. Godfrey Shiner, who have been detained since November. Two Maltese men held over the same alleged conspiracy are also to be deported from Egypt. Two Britons are to be put on a flight to London within the next few days. In Dublin, three houses were badly damaged by fire in Grosvenor Road in Rathmines early this morning. A vacant house caught fire and the blaze spread. The families living on either side had to leave their homes, but no one was injured. Weather prospects for the Bay Area, cloudy with some bright periods developing throughout the day. 11 degrees the high, the winds west and northwesterly, moderate force 4. High tide is at 8:13 p.m. and the sunset at 8:51 p.m. For the northwest of England, Wales, Scotland and the Isle of Man, cloudy with outbreaks of light rain or drizzle. 11 degrees the high, the winds west and northwesterly, light force 2 to 3. Compiled from the wires of the Press Association, ABC Network News.
At Dave Harvey, Magic 103.
And a very good Monday morning to you and welcome to Magic 103, Dublin's new radio station. Bob Gallico just finished on Radio Nova. He'll be down here at 10 o'clock with a rather interesting morning program from 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock this morning. It's going to be called Morning Magic with Bob Gallico. Who else would make it magic? This is 103 FM. I'm Dave Harvey. We're going to be taking your phone calls on a specific subject in a couple of minutes' time. If you want to chat to us at 606-422, puts you in touch with us here at Magic 103, the station that listens to your views. It's Dublin's new one. And here's Perry Como to kick us off with some magic moments.
Magic moments when two hearts are kept. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing.
I'll never forget the moment we kissed the night of the hayride. The way that we hugged to try to keep warm while taking the sleigh ride.
Magic moments, memories.
The telephone call that tied up the line for hours and hours. The Saturday dance, I got up the nerve to send you some flowers. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love.
The way that we cheered whenever our team was scoring a touchdown.
The time that the floor fell out of my car when I put the clutch down.
The penny arcade, the games that we played, the fun and the prizes.
The Halloween hop when everyone came in funny disguises.
Magic moments filled with love.
Time my foot hit the floor when I put the clutch down. Hardly a magic moment. Perry Como on Magic 103 FM. 6 minutes past 9 o'clock, and welcome to Monday morning. Looking through my crime watch for this morning. More cars stolen last night. Opel Cadets at Greendale Crescent in Coolock. Madigan's in Kilbarrick, about six cars interfered with. Utes in Gardiner Street driving off in a Cortina before the patrol car arrives. Green Toyota stolen in Howth. This morning we are discussing punishments for joyriders. Some say spike them. Some say spike island them. We'd like to hear from you. 606-422. Speak to us here at Magic 103. 606-422. Do you have any cure for joyriders?
Magic 103.
Sarah Belford from an LP called Blow Your Own Horn on Magic 103 FM. That's called Paradise Cove. It's surprising how easy it is to solicit response from people. We asked about joyriding and your calls a couple of minutes ago. Mary Morris was on from Artain. She says hanging isn't good enough for them. She had a joyrider drive a car through the front of her garden, over her fence, and smashed all over her flowers. So fair comment there, Mary. James O'Farrell in Sutton says he sees joyriders rushing up and down the road outside his house. He lives on the main road. All night long, cop cars up and down after them. He says, spike them and put them in Spike Island. And Malachy Ryder was on to me from Kilmechanic in County Wicklow. His comments, unfortunately, are not broadcastable, but needless to say, Malachy was also very upset and mentioned something about having his car stolen as well. Your comments, 606-422, puts you in touch with us here. And that was meant to start off some music, but it didn't, but maybe this will. Here's Kenny Rogers on Magic 103 FM. I don't need you. 12 minutes past 9 o'clock.
I don't need you, I don't need friendship. And I don't need flowers in the spring. And I don't need you. Surely don't need me. I don't need love and affection. And I don't need peace and harmony. And I don't need you. Surely don't need me. But we both want it bad enough. Yes, we both want it, don't we? I don't need you, baby. And I know you don't. I don't need your loving arms around me. Oh, all I need is to be free. That's what I keep telling myself, and I tell you, you don't need me. I don't need children in my old age. No, my cluttered leaves around the trees. And I don't need you, baby. And I know you don't need me. But we both.
Nice LP, it's called Share Your Love. Kenny Rogers, country star, and I don't need you, baby. On Magic 103 FM. And tomorrow morning, we're going to be discussing another topic when you can call us over the phone. Tomorrow morning, we'll be taking your calls live as well on 606-422. If you have any comments at all to make about Magic 103 or about anything at all, why not call us 606-422, because Magic 103 is the station that listens to you. 9:15, British news. Teachers have announced new wave of strikes amid increasing bitterness over the pay dispute after the Education Secretary Sir Keith Joseph accused them of acting meanly. Two Britons have been held in Cairo as terrorist suspects allegedly linked to Libyan hit squads are expected to fly home today without charges being pressed against them. And three bombs have exploded at office blocks in the West German cities of Cologne and Dusseldorf, causing extensive damage but no casualties. We have news on the half hour and on the hour, courtesy of ABC Network News here on Magic 103 FM.
Magic 103.
Music now from Jose Feliciano, I Want to Be Where You Are. Magic 103, 16 past 9. As Jose Feliciano, I want to be where you are. 20 past 9 o'clock in Dublin's new chat and information station. This is Magic 103 FM. If you've just woken up or you've just switched on, thank you for joining us and welcome to a new station for Dublin. Chat, information, talk, and you'll notice the music is different and it's all here on Magic 103 FM. Hello now to Sean Leonard in Dorky and also to Marie O'Shaughnessy. Marie lives just off the Firhouse Road. That is Talla area, I think. And both of them rang in to say they had received Magic 103. We'd like to hear from you as well on 606-422 if you have picked us up here this morning. Now, the village of Slane in County Meath is accepting no money, it seems, for allowing the Bruce Springsteen concert to go ahead. The concert will take place under the terms of a legal agreement reached on Saturday between the promoters, Jamaican Promotions, and the Slane Village Household Association. But, and this is the big but, although they're paying no money to use Slane, the agreement says that they must not use it again. So it's a once-off in Slane this time for Bruce Springsteen, but never again in Slane. Isn't that sad? That's the Slane concert for Bruce Springsteen in June. 21 past 9. Thank you for joining us. And keep it here where you found it all morning long.
Magic 103. Could
was written by Alan and Marilyn Bergman, along with the infamous Marvin Hamlisch, The Way We Were, from the movie of the same name. Originally a Barbra Streisand hit, and done that time by little Elaine Page, all 4 foot nothing of her, and she's from Ireland as well. 25 minutes past 9 o'clock. I think someone's trying to give me a hint here on Magic 103. Hot from the PA wire. Manila, Monday. Three gunmen burst into a radio station studio this morning and shot dead a 64-year-old commentator while he was broadcasting, the Philippine news agency reported. It said early morning listeners of commentator Charlie Abarila heard him moaning and gasping for breath after the shooting at a radio station in Iligan City on the southern island of Mindanao. Abarila, who criticized communist insurgents, was shot in the face. He died soon afterwards in hospital. So it'll teach you to keep your mouth shut, Charlie. Or whoever else might make any noises on Magic 103 FM. 26 past 9 o'clock. You know you have your favourites here, plus information talk all day long. This is New for Dublin, and I'm Dave Harvey. I'm here till 10, and then Bob Gallico arrives to 1 o'clock, and then it's all sorts during the afternoon. News, information, facts, and music on Magic 103 FM.
Magic 103!
Oh, here's something we can't leave out when we do a performance. Cove Porter's Shining Hour and Nelson Riddle's one of his great works. I have got you under my skin. I have got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you are a part of me. I have got you under my skin. I have tried so, I tried not to give in. I have said to myself, this affair, it ain't gonna move so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know damn well that I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. Spite of a warning voice comes in the night. It repeats, it repeats, it repeats. Don't you know, you fool, you are never gonna win. Wake up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Now the Woody Herman Band is gonna wail at you here. Light 'em up, light 'em up. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. Spite of a warning voice comes in the night. It repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, you ain't got no way to win. Why not use your mentality? Wake up, step up to reality. Got you under my skin. Where does it hurt you, baby? Under my skin.
Sinatra classic Cole Porter's I Have Got You Under My Skin. An interesting fact, actually, about Sinatra and the Main Event, if you've ever heard of that LP. Said to be recorded live in Madison Square Garden. In fact, it was a con job, because they got the three albums and they recorded it from different live events all over the place and said it was recorded in one night, because the recordings taken at Madison Square Garden hadn't been up to scratch, believe it or not. More Sinatra coming up in the next hour. Right now it's 9:30 on Magic 103 and the news headlines. An opinion poll indicates that almost two-thirds of the electorate are opposed to Ireland joining any military alliance. Two elderly sisters have died at their home in a fire in County Donegal. In West Germany, bomb explosions have damaged office blocks in Cologne and Dusseldorf. The weather for the Dublin area, cloudy, close with temperatures of 11 degrees and drying conditions, moderate to poor. The winds are north to northwesterly and they're moderate and force 4 to 5. Hello now to Bridget Connolly in Kilbarrick. She rang us to say she had picked us up on Magic 103. Our number here, 606-422. 606-422. Those news headlines compiled from the wires of the Press Association. Morning to 10 o'clock. This is Magic 103 FM from Dublin.
Magic 103.
I was as wrong as I could be to let you get away from me. I'll regret that move for as long as I'm living. But now that I've come to see the light, all I wanna do is make things right. So just say the word and tell me that I'm forgiven.
Had it all when you were here. Oh, you gave it all, and I took it for granted.
But if there's some feeling left in you, some flicker of love that still shines through, let's talk it out. Let's talk about second chances.
Wait and see, it's gonna be sweeter than it was before. I gave some then, but now I intend to dedicate myself to give it more. This time you can't show. I'm never gonna let you go. I'm gonna hold you in my arms forever. Gonna try and make up for the time I hurt you so.
That's Sergio Mendes. He's never going to let you go on FM 103. Magic 103. Kieran Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Not too bad.
What's the problem?
Well, it's more than a problem. It's dreadful.
What is it?
It's dreadful to everyone in the public.
Yeah?
I have a brother who is a mechanic.
Yeah?
He's 37 years of age. And he made himself a little beach buggy there a while ago, you know?
Yeah.
It's an old Mini he converted up. No wind, there's nothing.
Right.
And he made it for the beach in Killiney.
Yeah.
And he's been on the beach a few times, you know, messing about in it.
Yeah.
He hasn't got it on the road because he's not part of the road.
Right.
And last week he was down there, and he has a son that's 11, and he's another young lad around 9. And he was down there with them, and a copper stopped him.
Yeah.
You see? So, whatever, he had a word with one another anyway.
What do you mean a copper stopped him? He stopped him on the beach?
Stopped him on the beach. Because he was joyriding around in this thing, you know.
But you're not meant to joyride on beaches, are you? I mean, you're not meant to joyride anyway, but you're not meant to be on beaches with beach buggies. I mean, it's not allowed.
He genuinely didn't realise, because he lives in Shankill, you see.
Right.
He didn't really realise that he shouldn't have been on the beach. He didn't honestly realise.
Yeah.
And because he'd been doing it on and off on an old bike and that, he didn't realise at all. But anyway, it went to court last week. It was brought to court. Now, the fellas going around robbing BMWs worth 15 and 20,000 and up and reckon them are getting away with it.
Yeah.
But he was fined £395.
£395?
Yeah.
For joyriding on a beach?
Yeah, he genuinely didn't realise he shouldn't have been on it, you know, this thing.
Well, I mean, I take back what I said because I think I'm inclined to agree with you. I think it's disgraceful that he can be fined for actually being on a beach.
Well, he wasn't only fined, he got a 6-month suspended sentence.
Right.
And an endorsement on his licence.
Right. Right. So you think now that the court shouldn't be wasting their time messing around with him when they should be out getting the problem?
He said it to the judge. He said, I know you know me, brother. He honestly didn't realise.
I believe you. God, I believe you. Please.
Yeah, we know now that he shouldn't have been on it, you know.
Right.
So he won't be on it again.
Right, right.
But it's what happened to him.
Well, what would you do? What would you do with joyriders?
What will you do with joyriders?
What would you do with the joyriders?
Yes, everyone's, that's a top question, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, what would you do? Just quickly, off the top of your head, what would you do?
Well, what would I do? Off the top of my head, what can you do? Give them 6 months.
Yeah, well, that's not enough.
I'll tell you, what I do...
I know what you do, right.
What the law should do is let you know who robbed your car.
And right, and put them in public flogging.
Yeah.
You see, there's people who won't agree with you on that. There's people who will want...
I'm sure there's plenty, wouldn't
correction,
there?
Correction and schools and all sorts of stuff like that. Anyway, we're looking for your comments. Kevin, thanks.
Lovely.
We're looking for your comments at 606-422-MAGIC-103.
Dublin's best, Magic 103. Just call.